It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
And what a check-in with State Representative Ed Deal of the Staten and Scio area. Ed, thanks for being back on with us this morning.
Great to be with you, Kyle.
So let's update folks. I know people have most likely heard along the way when we first talked, you were just getting going on this effort to gather signatures, and it's moved very quickly at the speed of light, really. Where are we at right now?
Yeah, amazingly, you know, in a span of about 10 days, we gathered 150,000 signatures. Far exceeding the threshold we need of 78,116. And we're continuing to gather those signatures. So it's going great. It's going great. So we're in the process of just doing our own validation of the signature count ourselves, going through 100% audit of that. And we will be submitting our signatures to the Secretary of State in the coming days. So we're confident that these taxes and fees will not go into effect, and the people will have a vote.
Yeah, and of course, we're talking about the gas tax aspect and some other fees, part of the recently signed transportation package by the governor.
Exactly, yeah. This it was House Bill 3991 that was really rammed through in an emergency session earlier this year, and it went purely on partisan lines, the vote did. And so what we did with Senator Bruce Starr and Jason Williams with Oregon taxpayers is to refer four elements of the bill, the gas tax increase, the registration fee increases, title fee increase, and then the doubling of the statewide payroll transit tax, all told about over $4 billion worth of new taxes over the next 10 years. And we just strongly feel voters have a right to weigh in on that. And a lot of voters are not happy. They do not want to see their taxes go up.
I know this is really unprecedented as long as I've been following things to have that many signatures gathered that fast. I mean, it sounds like you had people jumping in from all over the state.
We did. We had thousands of people volunteer. And we got to remember, this was all volunteer. There were no paid signature gatherers in this effort, and so it is unprecedented. And so we had thousands of volunteers. We had over 60 what we call petition captains that had control over particular regions in the state. Each one of them had volunteers assigned to them. So we really put some organization around all this grassroots energy, and it is unprecedented. I don't think there's ever been an all-volunteer group that has pulled this kind of thing off in such a short period of time. In fact, we were told by everybody, and I mean everybody, all the powers that be, that this would not be possible. And I took that as a personal challenge. So did a lot of other folks that I work with. And we couldn't be more ecstatic about how the public turned out. And they want their voice back, and I want my state back, that's what we're going to do.
How long do you intend to keep gathering signatures? Is there a threshold that you want to hit?
You know, we'd love to exceed 200,000, I'm going to be checking in with the team here in the next few days to see how long we want to keep going. I'm sure we'll definitely shut it off before Christmas. I don't see any need to work people over the Christmas holidays. It's just a matter of how much before Christmas that we turn it off.
And again, once that gets in, it's verified, then it gets voted on next fall, right?
That is correct. It will be once the signatures are verified. Two things happen. One, the taxes and fees cannot go into effect. So it puts a halt on that portion of the bill. And the other thing is it will be scheduled for the November 2026 general election. So it'll be on that ballot.
And how wide is the support you've seen with this many signatures this fast? seems like it's got to cross the aisle into both parties.
It really does. It's broad support and very strong support. The polling that we did do shows about 87% of Oregonians polled believe that it should be on the ballot. That's huge. The polling also showed that 67% would outright repeal these taxes and fees today. So it's pretty rare that you get something with such overwhelming support like that. So we feel strongly that if this is on the ballot, which it will be, that these taxes and fees will be voted down. A no vote will vote these taxes and fees down. So it's really up to the governor and the Democrat leadership right now to say, okay, well, the people have spoken. How do we deal with this now to make sure that our roads are maintained? And they've got to look at the priorities and accountability within ODOT right now to make the adjustments needed to make sure our roads are maintained.
Do you feel like this may be a pretty big topic in the upcoming short session of the legislature?
I think it will be a big topic. We've got a lot of big topics to face, including some adjustments in health care and some other budget issues that the state has. We're spending an exorbitant amount of money. If you look at the growth in our budget since 2019, the state budget has grown well over 60%. I don't know any households that have seen their income grow 60% since 2019, but the state's budget has, from about $87 billion to $138 billion in a biennial budget. And yet they're still complaining that they don't have enough money. So there'll be a lot of fiscal discussions in this coming session, and this is one of them.
And with ODOT, one of the things there is here we are. I mean, we're just beginning, probably another week or so, to get into the winter-type condition issues at higher elevations where there's a lot needed to keep the state moving.
You're exactly right. And it was disappointing, to say the least, to hear the governor say that she's going to have to sacrifice the safety of our roads because of the people speaking out saying they don't want their taxes increased. And that's just a threat. And it is she's painted this false choice, and now she's threatening people with it. Instead of really looking at how the money is being spent within ODOT and what she's prioritizing over the safety of our roads. And what the governor will hear on a regular basis from us moving forward is what things she is prioritizing over the safety of our roads. I don't think regular Oregonians would prioritize electric buses and EV car chargers and EV subsidies over road safety. I don't think most Oregonians would prioritize urban renewal projects that cost billions of dollars over road safety. Yet that is exactly what the governor's doing with her decisions and the Democrat legislature.
If somebody wants to still sign but hasn't yet, where do they get more information or get an idea of a location they could go to?
Yeah, if they go to notaxor.com, notaxor.com, you can find a list of petition signing locations there. And so we still have quite a few across the state, and not as many as we had a few days ago, but it's still going on. So notaxor.com.
All right, State Representative Ed Deal, thanks for giving us an update. I'm sure we'll connect again soon, and we appreciate you being on this morning.
You bet. Thank you.
8:40 at the Morning Report.